Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Yana. How may I assist you?
What is your name again, dear?
Yana.
Yama?
Yana. Y-A-N-N-A.
Why? Spell it for me again, dear.
Y-A-N-N-A.
I got you, Yana. Yana, I talked to some person a little while ago called Maya, is a customer support too. Capital One card, my Capital One credit card notified me, reference a suspected fraudulent charge. They stopped my card. So I got a hold of them, and they said it was for $19.95. And when I called Capital One, they removed. I told them I didn't charge anything for $19.95. They removed the $19.95 charge from my card. and now my card is I can use it again because they put a stop on it. When I told them I didn't order, they just removed the $19.95. And there was another question I had about two charges on my account that just recently happened this morning. I was answering a survey from Pfizer where they'll put you in a pool for $100 gift card or something, or $100 cash. And then after I got done, they flipped me over to this deal where it said a free watch for $497. Well, my wife looked at it, and it said a free trial watch, you can use it for so long. And then they ask another question for $19.95. Do you want a purple, a blue and red band or something? I put decline. They want to know if I wanted another watch. I put decline. And all of a sudden, and I got down at the end, and all I wanted was one watch. I thought I was getting a watch, but the wife said she went back on a website and said it's a free trial. So in real little print, it says free trial. I didn't pick that up. But anyhow, they add these extra charges onto my account, and they want to know how you pay for it. And I put down there, give my name and that, and what card you use, and I put Visa, and then my number popped up, and it shows up on my card. And I guess the $4.97 was an alert, but when it got down to close to $20, then what made them feel kind of uncomfortable was, when I got down at the end, they put the charge, $497 and $997, and then it says the card I'm going to use. But it did not have a button that says submit. All it does is give me a receipt for two charges, $497 and $597, but the $19 one wasn't there. I didn't even know about that until Capital One alerted me. So, are you still there?
Yes,
Yana?
Sir. Yes, sir. I'm still
okay.
Here.
Okay. So I called Capital One on the alert, and I told them that, no, I don't know anything about that. And then I asked them, I said, is that $19.95 charge the same as those two watches? And they said, yes, it's the same person. So I told them, so all this here happened, stopped my car this morning because they put the $19 charge. The other two didn't stop it. But what I want you to do, and I told what's his name, Maya. I wanted at that time I told her to cancel the second watch because I didn't order the second watch for $597. But now since I found out it's just a watch trial, I need you to cancel that $597 and $497. Give my card credit for those two. And when I talked to Capital One, they told me, they said that wait until it appears on my card. Right now it shows pending. Wait till it appears on the card, and then we'll help you. But they give me, Capital One, give me your telephone number to call you people. And that's where I got that, that 855-81 100997 number. Could you credit my account for those other two charges, dear?
Can I have your zip code, please?
Pardon me?
Can I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 62034, Yana.
That's 62034?
Yeah, 62034.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Richard, and my last name is Cernkovich, C-R-N-K-O-V, like in Victor, I-C-H.
Yes, sir. 1 second, please. Yes, sir. Looking at your account, I do see that you did call in, and I do see that you have the fitness tracker. And we do hate to lose you as a customer, sir. And what I can do, I can apply 35% discount off that charge if you would like.
No, I don't want a discount. I want to cancel those because I don't want a free trial watch. I thought it was a free watch.
Yes, sir. Even if I apply 50% discount?
I don't want any watch, dear. I just want them to cancel the offer.
Yes, sir. It's not really
like
a trial. You're in the 14-day trial, and after the 14 days, you will be billed only once for the full amount of the watch, which is the watch is. The watch
I do. I'm not interested in the watch now.
And
I
can even apply a 75% discount, which will take that watch, and it will only be $11.
Well, I'm not interested in the watch, dear. I just want, because I'm upset because they added all these extra charges onto my account that stopped my account today, stopped my card, because what Capital One said, it was possible fraudulent account, and it was fraudulent. So what I need you to do is to credit me for these other two charges.
Yes, sir, I do have you canceled out, and I do have that canceled out, and you was only charged for one other charge, which was $4.97.
I don't want any charge.
Yes, sir.
Want any charge.
If you can let me talk, and I can explain to you what I'm doing. Please. Okay. You was only charged for two charges, which was $5.97. You was credited back that $5.97, and you was also charged $4.97, and I just credited that $4.97 back to you, so you do not have no further charges.
Okay, then thank you so much, Yana. That's what I need to take care of, because like I said, I'm a senior and my eyes aren't really good. I got some cataracts on my eyes, and I wear glasses. And I don't pick up this little small stuff like it says free trial. I just see free real big. And my screen, I got an older computer, and it's not as bright as an expensive newer computer. So I failed to pick that up. And that part, you know, was my error, but the $19.95 and adding these extra charges, you know, I have that problem. I don't have that problem just with you people. I have that problem on other sites where I donate money. I'll put down there, I want to donate $20, you know, or something like that. They said, and then it comes up, do you want reoccurring charges? And I put no. But all of a sudden, reoccurring charges apply. And I got to call them up and take care of it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not just your type of company that does that. It happens with other people too. But thank you for taking care of that for me, Yana.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support.
And you did a very good job. You did a very good job as a customer support person. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. It was my pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.